Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. In an article we became aware of by our good friend David Vaughn from Food Pharmacy, it appears that Monsanto is spreading their wings and heading into the wheat market with their genetically engineered crops. Up until now, they have primarily focused on corn, cotton, and soybeans. Once Monsanto aggressively goes into the market, it means reduced choices for farmers when buying seeds, increased prices and less diverse seed market, and difficulty finding non-genetically engineered seeds. The concern now is, as they expand into the wheat market, they will do the same thing with wheat that they have done with corn and soy, and we, the consumer, may be eating a genetically engineered food and not know it. And in case you think genetically modified food is okay to eat, this next story might just change your mind. Although Monsanto may want you to believe that genetically modified foods, or GMOs, will save the planet, those in the know are sounding the warning trumpets. Genetically modified foods are associated with many health risks, including infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, insulin regulation, and changes in the major organs and digestive tract. Some doctors are now saying that genetically modified foods are so dangerous they should be eliminated at all costs. Although in the 90s, the FDA warned about GMOs, the urging of the White House to promote biotechnology has changed their stance to promote GMOs. As a result, the FDA hired Michael Taylor to help form the GMO policy of the government. We find it interesting that Mr. Taylor is Monsanto's former attorney. How do you spell conflict? We spell it T-A-Y-L-O-R. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how monkeying around can help you live longer, and some fishy research that you need to know about.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
There is mounting evidence that restricting calories may increase just how long you live. After 20 years of research, a study shows that rhesus monkeys actually live much longer by restricting their caloric intake by as much as 30%. Based on the caloric restriction, the researchers found significantly less diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and brain disease. One of the biggest problems about the result is, even if it proves to be true, not many people can actually restrict their caloric intake by 30% for any length of time. Rather than look at the quality of calories they are comparing, the researchers are looking for a way to trick the body into thinking it is consuming less calories, even if it is not. As we all know, that kind of strategy can only lead to trouble. As they say, you can't fool Mother Nature. And for our last story, we take a look at what the latest research has found about the safety of eating fish. We have all heard how good fish is for us due to the high levels of omega-3s, but at the same time have heeded the warnings not to eat too much due to the high mercury levels found in most fish. Two new studies show that the previous research which warned about mercury were flawed, and they never took into account the high amounts of selenium found in fish that protects one against mercury. It appears that in order to set intake limits on fish, the original researchers relied on inferior, irrelevant studies to set intake limits. In a recent press release issued by the Energy and Environmental Research Center, they said, "We hope this new evidence and proposal help bring sanity back to the debate over seafood risks and rewards." And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Every tongue print is unique. If you're planning on committing a crime, don't think you'll get away with leaving a tongue print behind. Each tongue is different, and yours could be unique enough to finger you as the culprit. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell.
The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.